This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Righto, kick it in the guts, Trev.
You're listening to Radio Hawke's Bay. I'm Ken Morrison, and this is a program called Made in New Zealand, where I get to talk to Kiwi musicians about their music. And today it's my pleasure to be talking to Karori-based singer-musician Sam Hyde, who is one half of the piano legends known as Cam and Sam, who are on an Elton John versus Billy Joel nationwide tour. They'll be appearing at the Portside on Marine Parade on September the 22nd. Sam, welcome to Made in New Zealand.
Oh, thanks very much, Ken. Nice to be here.
Now, before we talk about your tour, I wonder, Sam, can you take us back in time? Take us on your journey into music. Where did it all start for you?
Oh, well, I grew up in Tauranga, and my parents, Robert and Janice, they gave me piano lessons, which never really felt like a chore. It was, I think for some kids it is, but for me, I discovered a joy for it pretty early on. I think that sometimes dovetails with an ability to do it.
Yes.
I think there's always the nature versus nurture thing, you know, and clearly I was getting the nurture. I was getting the lessons and the support from my folks. Dad was up at 6 a.m. making porridge, and I'd sit there next to the little bar heater and do my practice before school. That's where it started. And then, you know, it ended up playing a wedding when I was 10. And, it felt pretty comfortable with me that, you know, it was something I wasn't struggling with. It was something that I was enjoying. So I think that was the start of it, really, and I've never stopped enjoying it. So
was music in the family? Could mum and dad play the piano? Does it come naturally to you, or was it something that you had to work really hard at?
Well, there was, dad's a piano accordion player, so, and he was pretty handy in his day. I think it's gathering a few cobwebs at the moment, yeah. But he's promising to dust it off. But, I think anything you get out of in life, you put something into it. So I worked hard at it.
Yeah.
That wasn't always optional because sort of back in those days, you kind of did what your parents said, and it was kind of, right, if you're going to do these lessons, you've got to put some work in, buddy.
Yes. Okay, well, who inspired you to carry on? Because I know so many kids, for instance, who have started, you know, learning a bit of music or learning a bit of sport, and they think, I'm giving that away as soon as I can. What kept you going at it?
Well, I got very lucky at high school, Ota Muay Thai College. In about my third year there, we had a head of music teacher, Alf Newton, and he was graduate of the Berklee College of Music, famous American College of Jazz School. So he was quite inspirational, really. And I think that was probably the difference between, like what you're talking about, between just putting it aside and drifting off into, I wanted to be a cricket player, but I just wasn't quick enough and couldn't bat.
Yeah, two things that you've got to have.
Yeah. He was an amazing player, and he was a great teacher, and I owe a lot to him, really.
Why the piano?
It's the basis of all music.
Yes.
It's the easiest way to express everything that music is, the harmony, the way the chords fit together. You can solo, you can play underneath and play subtly, you can just rev it up and smash it out. It's a really dynamic instrument. Yeah. But having said all that, it's not the easiest one to tour with.
That'd be true.
I should have taken up the piccolo. It's much easier to travel around with.
For sure. Okay, now you're a singer, you're a piano man. Do you write music as well? Is that part of what you do?
Not in this particular show, but I have released a couple of albums historically with a band called Uncle Monkey. Mm-hmm. And we've been knocking around the Wellington scene for a while. So, wrote a song recently for my birthday party for my family. But really the focus with this show has been on, you know, you don't get much respite trying to do Elton John and Billy Joel songs. They're both exceptionally gifted virtuoso players. They write amazing songs. There's complex chords. You've got to put the work in or it's not going to sound any good.
Yeah. You've been with Cam since 2017. That's quite some time. And I guess it's easier to start an act, but it's hard to keep an act together. What keeps you guys going together?
probably stubbornness. We clicked really well. We were introduced by a mutual friend, and we have a laugh on stage, and that's certainly part of the show. You know, we're not taking ourselves too seriously. We certainly take the music seriously, but you know, we like to keep a degree of levity on stage and certainly invite the audience into the performance. And sort of joking around, and you know, we're quite similar people. We're about the same age. We live 2 kilometres away from each other.
On your journey into music, you failed to mention that you had a number one album. Tell us about that.
That would have been Cam, I think. That was with his solo original project, Blue River Baby. So, you know, they did really well. They made a funky music video which included a giant panda who was, well, wasn't an actual panda. It was a pretend giant panda roaming around various locations in Wellington, and that got all kinds of traction on lots of different platforms, TikTok and YouTube and all of that stuff, and charted. So, yeah, that did really well. So that's Cam's project.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm happy to answer any questions. Yeah. That's about all I know, actually.
I mean, when you reflect on your music career so far, have you had a wow moment, something that really sticks out that says, geez, I'm so glad I'm doing what I'm doing?
Playing support for Paul Kelly in London.
Well.
And then being invited back for the second night. So, you know, you can fluke anything once.
Yep.
But I think the moment, you know, he invited us back for the second night, it was like, okay, we weren't rubbish. You know, we actually meant to be here. And, you know, we were over there looking to, this is with the Uncle Monkey Band, we were over there looking for opportunities and to tour and explore the world and meet people, be in the right place at the right time. And that gig was certainly one of those moments.
What was the dream for Sam in music? I mean, when you go back, you wind back the clock to all those years ago when you started playing the piano. Did you have a dream that music was going to take you somewhere in particular? I mean, did you have visions of Elton John opening for you, or what was it?
I think I've always enjoyed performing, and I think the dream from pretty early on, when I realized within myself that I had a gift for doing it, I think the dream was always, I just want to do this. I want to perform to people, and the more the better.
Yeah,
you know, I didn't really have, you know, dreams of Wembley or any of that sort of jazz, but certainly just the joy of getting up and doing an amazing job in front of, you know, in front of a big crowd, whatever that crowd looks like, and just and feeling that appreciation for what I'm doing.
Now, before we talk about the tour, I just had a look at your playlist, and I'm of a certain age where I just about knew every single song, and I think you've got more than 200 songs on that playlist, but wow, you guys, you cover everything.
Is this the Julian Canos you're talking about?
Or yeah.
Well, that sort of springboarded from my solo career as well, where, before I met Cam, I'd been playing solo for about 7 or 8 years, and some of the younger nightclubs around Wellington where I have to keep the material relevant with, you know, Bruno Mars and Calvin Harris and Britney Spears, whoever, you know, something modern pop. But, you know, I have a love for well-written country music and sing-along stuff, but as well as all the obvious classic rock and stuff. So, yeah, no, it's pretty wide. And, you know, when you're doing a request night, you've got to make sure you've got some bases covered.
Absolutely.
You're not left kind of sitting there going, oh, God, what's your thought of that?
Yeah, too right. Okay, tell us about the tour, the Dueling Piano Tour. I mean, why Elton and Billy and not Barry and Liberace?
Well, I've always admired both of those artists. In fact, purchasing music books is still devilishly expensive. And so it should be. It's probably the last bastion of income for musicians that's out there. But, I mean, I remember spending a hang of a lot of money buying the best of Billy Joel, his actual published, you know, music box, and the same for Elton. And it was just the love of the songs. I think that, I grew up when everything was about radio and recording songs onto cassette tapes off the radio because buying music was expensive. And, you know, I think every part-time job I ever got was basically to serve that habit. So I had, you know, I had the double CD of Billy Joel's greatest hits and the same for Elton. Big, bulky, double, you know, case. And yeah, over time, the case has got smashed a bit. So, yeah, I think just the love of those artists and, also, you know, they did their own face-to-face tour in the mid-90s where they toured around for a while until they got a bit out of sorts with each other. But that's not unusual for Elton. He does like to have a bit of a hissy fit every now and again.
Yeah. Okay, now, who's turning up to the gigs, Sam? Is it old grey hairs like me, or you got a real cross-section of the community?
It is a cross-section. I mean, you get, you know, obviously you've got your classic hits radio-type person who just is getting a diet of that kind of music in their daily life anyway. But you've got people that just recognise the names.
Yeah.
But more than that, I think people are really buying into this whole idea that it's just kind of one versus the other, and there's banter, and it's kind of, oh, well, I wrote this song. Well, I wrote this song, yeah. You know. And you know, we steal each other's choruses. We steal each other's solos. We, you know, every now and again, we move out of each other's way and let the other one shine. You know, it's a bit of that going on.
And you can't beat that old gold, can you?
Nope.
No, that's for sure. Okay, so just remind our listeners, and thanks for being with us, by the way, but just remind our listeners, so you're coming here with the Elton versus Billy tour. When's it going to be on? Where's it going to be on at?
September 22nd at Portside Bar Napier. Tickets are available on Eventfinder. So if you go onto Eventfinder and type Elton, you probably don't need to get much further than Elton and it'll come up, because yeah, the real Elton isn't playing in Napier.
And if we want to get...
It's a newsflash for you all.
If you want to get
no
Sam...
No original artists were maimed in this performance. Just me and Cam.
Yeah. If we want to get Sam and Cam music, can we do that? Can we buy your music?
We haven't recorded for release. We're in the studio recently recording for some demo stuff, but there's no immediate plans for release of that. We're more just about getting the production around the show, getting the lighting show and some video columns built for some of the larger theatre shows. So that's where the focus is at the moment, and it's only a team of two. So if we focused on other things too much, we'll just end up getting very distracted and run around in circles. So
yeah.
We're one thing at a time.
Sam Hyde, it's been my pleasure to talk with you on this Made in New Zealand. Wish you well for the rest of your tour and look forward to talking to you again sometime in the very near future.